There's a renewed push to close Tennessee's primary elections. Currently in the state, anyone of any party can cast a ballot in a Democratic or Republican primary. But as WPLN's Bobby Allen reports, some in the state's GOP, which has a huge majority in the legislature, fear the impact of crossover voters.
So I'm here in the Davidson County Election Commission, and I'm looking at a voter registration form, which has no mention of party. In other words, you can come to the parking lot of a voting location during a primary as a Republican, and when you ask to vote, you can take a Democratic ballot. You can literally switch affiliation that quickly.
I feel passionately about that issue because of something that happened in my own county.
Representative Sheila Butt is referring to a mayor's race in Murray County, where she believes that crossover voting affected the outcome. She thinks it could be just one example of a wider issue. Tennessee is one of 14 states with open primaries. Representative Butt says it's possible that Democrats could sabotage a Republican election. She draws an analogy to her own household.
Even though when my children were growing up, we have lots of people at our table, and we always had our table open. But when it came time to make the decisions for our own family, that's who made those decisions. And that's probably what needs to happen now in our state party.
If we start treating the Republican Party like an exclusive club, then we're going to turn these people off.
That's Hobart Rice, a longtime Republican activist from East Tennessee. He and others spoke out against closing primaries during a Republican Party Executive Committee meeting this month. There was screaming, tense votes, it got heated. The Republican Executive Committee is now studying how widespread crossover voting is before they make a recommendation. But it's ultimately a decision that will be left to the legislature, which reconvenes in January. For National Public Radio, I'm Bobby Allen.